the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We hear again in St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians a lesson that is as important to us today as it was 2,000 years ago to the Ephesians. And it hits on several points that I've been speaking about recently, and in some ways, I'm sorry for the fact that there could be some repetitiveness to what I've been saying. On the other hand, Scripture is repetitive, and so I have no choice but to be repetitive. And that said as well, I know that people are bombarded 6 days a week with the news, no matter where you get your news, be it social media or traditional media, wherever it may be, people are bombarded with news that is contrary to what St. Paul is teaching us. And so it is good to hear the message again and again. And I want to go through this section. You can follow with me if you want in your bulletin. Through this section of St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians and explain what he's speaking about. First of all, he talks about Christ is our peace. That's a word we don't hear much about today, peace. We hear about war constantly in our society and in our world. As I've noted, the comedian George Carlin talked about how this country is a warlike country. We have a war on everything. We have the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war against cancer, etc., etc. We never, it seems, talk about peace. Yet Christ is our peace. No one ever talks about that they have cancer and they've come to peace with the fact that they have cancer and they're dealing with it and that they trust in God. We talk about fighting. We talk in ways of violence, not in ways of peace. Yet we hear that Christ is our peace. How is he our peace? He has made us both one and has broken down the dividing wall of hostility. Yet again we hear St. Paul preaching this message that through Jesus and his gospel teaching, we are able to sit together, we are able to come together with those who before had been our enemies. Here he is speaking. When he says, has made us both one, he's talking about the Jews and the Gentiles. And it's obvious, it's very obvious if you read Scripture, that what Paul is saying here applies beyond just Jew and Gentiles. It applies to any of us, any differences that we might have, any of these artificial differences that we separate ourselves into different categories as human beings. Paul preaches that in Christ we are one. He reminds us that in the beginning we were created in God's image. And it doesn't matter what our ethnicity is, we are all created in God's image. And Christ has broken down the dividing wall of hostility. How? By abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments and ordinances, referring there, abolishing in his flesh to the crucifixion. And abolishing the law of commandments and ordinances, meaning that it is no longer by the Mosaic law that one is considered to be justified. It is no longer in following certain rules and regulations that we are justified or we are safe, except for one rule, and that is the rule of grace and mercy. That's how this wall is broken down of hostility. And it's the only way any wall of hostility can be broken down. Paul says then that he, Christ of course, might create in himself one new man in the place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us, again both Jew and Gentile, might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby bringing the hostility to an end. And here we have yet another example in Scripture, something that I pointed to in a letter that I recently wrote to the parish about what's going on in Israel and Palestine, and how we must disabuse ourselves of this notion that somehow God has two different covenants or two different communities, the Jews and the church. That's not the case. We see here what St. Paul says so very clearly, that Christ in himself might make one new man in place of the two. And he would reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, bringing hostility to an end. Brothers and sisters, there is one community of God, the church. And the church should love and care for those outside of the church. And it tries to bring people into the church, not through war, not through violence, not through the conquering of nations, even though that has happened in the past. But the goal of the church, according to Christ and Paul, is to bring people in by the message of peace. To make peace with your enemy and invite them to the table of fellowship. And so St. Paul continues, he came, Christ came, and he preached peace to you who were far off, again the Gentiles, and peace to those who were near, the Jews, for through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. Again, a reminder harkens back to the book of Genesis, that we were all created in God's image and after his likeness, and now we all have access to the Spirit. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. And so ultimately, brothers and sisters, this is, again, our goal, to help people become members of the household of God. And we do that not through violence, whether that be physical violence, or even if it be through our words and the nastiness that can exist in our society when we attack one another, when we focus on other people's sins. But we do this through Christ, who is our peace, who abolished in his flesh the law of commandments and ordinances and instilled in us his grace and his mercy. To him be all glory, honor, and worship forever and ever. Amen.
Pray to the Lord, ye catechumens.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us the faithful pray for the catechumens that the Lord will have mercy on them.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will teach them the word of truth.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will reveal to them the gospel of righteousness.
Lord, have mercy.
That he will unite them to his holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
Lord, have mercy.
Save them, have mercy on them, help them, and keep them, O God, by thy grace.
Lord,